Hello, and welcome to Living Proof, the teaching ministry of Joseph Castillo. We encourage you to listen to today's message over and over again, so that the Word of God will be in your spirit. Be a blessing, share it with your friends, and we pray that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We also invite you to visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
Praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Joseph Castillo, and I am here in Geneva, Switzerland, with a very special guest. Those of you who don't know, I've been in Geneva, Switzerland for a week with global leaders, 165 global leaders from around the world. And we've been here in the United Nations with senior administrative staff, senior leaders in UNITAR and the UN, and diplomats from all over the world. And one of the most interesting men that I have met in my entire time here is with us today in the studio, and I am glad to have you here today, Mr. Koku. God bless you. Welcome to Living Proof.
Thank you, my brother, Joey.
Now, let me just give a little introduction for those listening. Yeah. Right now, you guys can't see us because we didn't get a chance to film, but he's wearing the presidential T-shirt from the United States Camp David, and I have a photo on my phone, and I could put that photo online for you to see of the time when he was in the White House with his Obama, because Koku is one of the persons, one of the key people. He was the speechwriter for the president. He's one of the key people that managed the president of the nation of Ghana, put the president in power, and managed his administration. And he is a legendary political leader in Ghana under Atta Mills, honorable Atta Mills, the president of Ghana. So we have him here today, and I've just been so blessed over 3-4 days to be with such a revolutionary leader. And I say revolutionary not meaning blood, but meaning the revolutionary of mind and thought and character, a man truly that has a love for his nation and for his people. And when you get into politics, you find a lot of people that they have this kind of attitude, like, it's my time to eat, like it's our time to eat the cake. But very few opportunities you have to meet somebody that has a heart for the people and that has a revolutionary mindset. And I want to introduce to you Koku, who is going to share with you today about his foundation, the Mindset Renewal Foundation. And he'll be sharing his vision for Ghana, for the nations, and he's also a Christian brother with strong faith in the Lord, and he's going to share with you what God's been saying to him. So, Koku, I just want to thank you for being here. I'm sorry for taking so much time to introduce you, but it's my honor and my privilege to not only meet you, but to actually have the time to become friends without the titles, because we didn't know who we were when we met, but God let us become brothers without the titles.
We are brothers. We are brothers for life, Joey. Pastor Joseph Castillo.
Yes.
Nice meeting you too here in Geneva, of course, in Bethany. Bethany, B. It could have been B for Bethlehem.
Yes, B for Bethlehem.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know.
And speaking of that, this is like a prophetic Bethlehem, because the places that we are staying, we both chose to take very humble accommodations. You're a man.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Traveled in the president's office, first class around the world your whole life. I'm a minister too, usually 5-star, 4-star hotels, but both of us have humbled ourselves to be in Bethlehem, Brittany, but we're here together to talk about the future of the nations.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Joey. And I'm happy to have met you too. And I thank you for this opportunity for us to interact.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful job that God has done with us in this period here in Brittany, in Switzerland, just 20 minutes drive from Geneva. We want to thank the Almighty and Harold Jones of Global Hope Network International.
Yes.
And what he's doing, it's not easy to serve the Lord.
No.
But you and I are in service to the Lord. I've come all the way from Ghana. You have come all the way from where you, China, to be here. My brother, let's praise the Lord.
Now, you've done great things. You've accomplished great things in your life. But the book is not written yet.
Yeah.
It's not over. You're just beginning.
Yeah.
And Geneva is a place in, where future leaders are born and made. There's something in the air here in Switzerland that gives birth to movements that last for hundreds of years. And we've been brought here prophetically by God. But can you tell our audience listening to us, we're number one in UK, we're a lot of people in Singapore, we're number one in Singapore. Can you tell a little bit of our audience, because Ghanaians might know a little bit about what you went through under Atta Mills and your relationship with him and what happened. They don't know what happened to his administration. Can you briefly share that story?
It's been blistering, Joey, as I call you, as a brother. It's been blistering. Here in Geneva, the experience is amazing as we serve the Lord. But of course, my experience as a a presidential aide in Ghana, working for the president, being a presidential speechwriter, a presidential aide, presidential spokesperson. Of course, I worked for him when we're in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't just meet him by chance when we won power.
Oh, so you were in opposition at that time.
Exactly.
You didn't come in as the head of the nation leading party.
No.
You came in from the ground.
From the ground.
As opposition.
From the ground.
And you managed and saw him all the way into victory.
Exactly.
And was he just your president?
He was a father. He was a father for the nation and personally a father for me.
Wow.
And he meant well for the country. And so, Brother Joe, as we talk today and as we are going through a new process of mindset transformation, renewal of our spirit as human beings, wanting to be able to understand better God's will and vision for us and how he wanted human beings to have dominion and not dominate over each other.
Yeah.
That was President Mills' vision.
Wow.
The narrative at the time was building a better Ghana.
Building a better Ghana.
Building a better Ghana.
That was the narrative. Like right now, the narrative for us is make America great again.
Exactly.
At that time, was building a better Ghana.
And
it wasn't just gibberish. It wasn't just talk. This was the spirit of the administration.
And Ghanaians bought into it. It was a collective thing.
Wow.
For the first time in Ghana, we found a political party candidate who was going to the people, door to door.
Wow.
Yeah, house to house, church to church, mosque to mosque, market to market, lorry park to lorry park. People laughed at him.
Wow.
But those of us who knew what he was doing, it was like Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He came.
Yeah.
Who were his friends?
Yeah. The king of the universe, but he came door to door.
Thank you.
And sat down with prostitutes and the king of eternity.
Yeah. But what President Mills did was to teach.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't campaign. He taught.
Wow.
And gave Ghanaians a certain message. And they bought into it. My brother, Christ did not preach.
Mm-hmm.
He taught.
Yes.
The early disciples did not preach. Mm-hmm. They taught.
Yes.
What we have to do now is to teach.
Well, so many Christian people, they want to be like entertained by the sermon. But that's not what they need.
Once you begin to entertain, you're going to have comedians coming to the gospel. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to professional comedians, that is their job.
Yeah, that's their job. Yeah.
I respect them.
We're not talking about them.
No.
Comedians in the gospel.
Exactly, in the gospel. And so it's not an easy task. You and I have a lot of work to do to establish the kingdom of God.
So there was such a movement that the opposition won, the people bought in. What happened when he became in office? What happened that ended up to this point today? Because most people don't know.
He won an election.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Mills, a Fulbright scholar at the age of 27.
Wow.
A Fulbright scholar at the age of 27. Student, University of Ghana Law School, finished, then went to the Ghana Law School, London School of Economics, where he did his master's, then to the School of Oriental and African Studies, same London, mm-hmm. when he began his PhD, concurrently ran a PhD program at SOAS, as we call it, mm-hmm. as the School of African Oriental Studies, and then Stanford University in the United States.
Wow.
When he became president, at one time we went to the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
In New York, yeah.
The Fulbright Society mm-hmm. honored him.
Wow.
Because at that time, he was the first ever Fulbright scholar.
Wow.
Anywhere and everywhere in the world to have become president of any republic.
Wow.
That's the kind of president you were dealing
wow.
with.
Wow.
And so if...
A legend.
Legend. Great mm-hmm. guy. Changed the destiny of Ghana. Changed the course of Ghana. But somehow, he left.
And I know it's difficult for you to speak about and even remember, but you told me a very moving story about, you know, how you witnessed what happened yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know what happened, but it would be a blessing if you could share, you know, that day.
Well, Brother Joe.
What happened. They don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, Pastor yeah. Joe, I mean, it was the 24th of July in the year of our Lord, 2012. Woke up. President woke up today, a very normal day, and then we went through the rudiments, mm-hmm. but by midday, the whole presidency had to wake up to something else. Something was happening, and so the president had to be rushed to a premier hospital in Ghana.
So in the middle of the day, some commotion broke out because...
Well, I was in my office.
Okay.
As a speech writer, director of communications.
In the same building?
Same building. I mean, there was the office complex and then there was the residential complex.
Okay.
So somebody, one of the security guards, came from the residential complex
mm-hmm.
to my office. In the office complex, and said, Something is going wrong, boss. Long and short, we had to rush the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills, to the 37 Military Hospital.
Yeah.
Good hospital in Ghana.
Yeah, must be great.
Oh, yeah. It's a military hospital.
Yeah.
And everybody respects the Ghanaian military.
Yeah.
My father was a general retired.
Well, even in Beijing, the top hospital
oh,
is
yeah.
the military.
Oh, of course.
That's where all the government leaders go.
Yeah. Nobody jokes with the Ghanaian military.
No. Yeah.
A very professional
yeah.
group. Of course, the other services also mm-hmm. have their own professional instincts.
So he's rushed to this.
That is every military hospital.
Hospital.
Somehow, our lives are not in our hands. And so God called him. It must have been about 1:30, 1:40 on the same day.
24th of July.
His birthday.
Was he showing signs of like the day, that week before? Was he like having a hard time breathing or was it just a complete shock?
Nothing about hard time breathing, but there was a general acceptance in Ghana at the time that the president had health challenges. And between you and I,
yeah.
Joey, Pastor Joe, when he passed on,
mm-hmm.
amidst the tears that day, the confusion, the chief physician specialist at the 37 Military Hospital,
mm-hmm.
he gathered a few of us who were close associates and close aides of the President of the
mm-hmm.
He had brought in a clinical psychologist to try and work on us.
Wow.
His first question was, did you know the president had health challenges? The second one was, cry as much as you want because you have lost a boss.
Yeah.
But allow him to go rest in peace because he had defied, and I repeat, that the late president had defied medical science for 8 years, Joey.
Wow. And this is maybe the first time that a lot of people are hearing this. That he was actually a walking miracle for 8 years.
Thank you.
This is my first time hearing this.
Yeah.
You know, so you're sharing really private information, and you know, but God, obviously, now that I know this, kept him alive for this purpose and for this reason.
I tell you that he had defied medical science for 8 years. And this wow. was the lead physician.
You haven't told me this.
No.
So you guys are blessed to hear this first time. Yes.
Wow. And so he was a walking miracle. And he served God wow. with all his heart. His favorite song was Begone Unbelief. Begone Unbelief, my Savior is near. And for my hand, thou surely appear. Mm. By prayer, let me wrestle, and he will perform with Christ in the vessel. I'll smile at the storm. So he wow. smiled at every storm smiled because every he storm. Believed that Christ was in his vessel. This is a
wow.
a very famous Methodist hymn.
I mean, and if you're listening today, if you have Christ in your vessel, you can smile at every storm.
Amen. Glory Amen. To God.
Hallelujah. That encourages me.
Yes.
Wow.
So 8 years, he had defied medical science. He passed on. But when I heard that statement from the chief physician, having seen the lifeless body of my boss, my political father,
mm-hmm.
mentor and everything.
Yeah.
You know, Joey? We are called into service.
Mm-hmm.
President Mills called me into service. He was not too big. This is somebody, 27 years, his PhD, lectured at the Faculty of Law, Ghana Law School, School of Administration. Lots of things. If you go to Ghana's tax system,
yeah,
he's credited with having reformed the system of taxation.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Became vice president wow. and then became president. In fact, he was the first vice president to become president.
Wow. In Ghana history.
In Ghana's history.
Wow.
Went well.
And you were there to witness all this history.
My brother.
And well, not witness, but you are part of it.
Well, yes.
I mean, humbly speaking, I'm not trying to puff you up, but I mean, you were a speechwriter. You managed campaign. You were part of history.
It was a teamwork.
Yeah.
That is why even Christ, when he came down
to earth,
he had a team.
That's true.
Any leader that does not believe in teamwork shall never succeed.
That's right.
And I repeat, any leader that thinks too highly of himself.
What's the difference between a
team? Will not succeed.
What's the difference between a team leader and a lord? Lording over man. Because there's a difference in leadership style.
There's only one Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That is the God of creation.
Mm-hmm.
All men were created equal. No man was created on the first day,
mm-hmm.
another on the second day, another on the third day, another on the fourth day,
None.
The fifth day.
Yeah.
Man was created on the sixth day
mm-hmm.
after God had created everything else.
Yes.
So if there's any man on earth who thinks that he's more important than his fellow man, that is the surest way to destruction.
Yes, sir.
Because you are nobody.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll be a leader. You'll be a ruler. But the day you think you must be worshipped, that is your surest road to destruction.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what did he do? When he wanted to show leadership,
mm-hmm.
he served.
So what's happened now to that model, that lording over people, dominion over people model? Are people going to put up with that?
Because man has begun to believe that he is greater than God.
But are the citizens of the nations of the earth, are they going to continue to put up with that kind of leadership? Or do you believe that season is changing?
The season is changing and it has changed. My brother Joe,
mm-hmm.
the season is changing and it has changed. That is why here today.
Yeah.
In Brittany,
mm-hmm.
20 minutes drive from Geneva.
Yeah.
You and I are having a discussion. Mm-hmm. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
That times and seasons are in his hands.
Yes. Amen.
Solomon had everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, having had everything. He referred to everything as vanity of vanities.
Wow.
If you don't have Christ, it's a total waste. My brother, President Mills, was a president of the Republic of Ghana,
mm-hmm.
commander-in-chief of the Ghanaian forces.
Mm-hmm.
If it was possible, Joey, I call you Joey because you're my brother.
Yes, yes.
But I'm talking to Pastor Joe Castillo.
Yes. It's all right. We're brothers, yeah.
And I'm saying that if it was possible for a president to fight death as the commander-in-chief of the Ghanaian forces, he would have sent the military by land to fight death.
Mm-hmm.
He would have sent the Air Force with all the airplanes to fight death by air.
Yeah.
He would have sent the Navy with all the warships to fight death by sea.
Mm.
So the Air Force couldn't fight death by air. The Navy couldn't fight death by sea. Neither could the military fight death by land.
Wow.
So a commander-in-chief of the armed forces passed on. Now the military had to organize his burial. I was an integral part of the preparations.
Wow.
All we are saying is that death is imminent. Man,
yeah.
Do not glorify yourself beyond who you are, because man is nobody. God is everything.
Mm.
When leaders begin to think that they must be worshipped, that is a sure road to destruction. And you will find the sycophants and the bootlickers who will continue to lead you on the path to destruction. God forbid that I, Kokwanyido, I, Samuel Kokwanyido, work for any president who wants to be puffed up with sycophancy. God forbid. I will tell you the truth. If you don't want it, that's your business.
Yeah.
But I will not be a sycophant and lead you to destruction.
But Atta
if you want to lead yourself to destruction, that's your business.
But Atta Mills was not that person.
No, great man.
A team leader.
Team leader.
So Atta Mills Foundation, what is embodying the spirit of Atta Mills, not meaning his human spirit, but the spirit of his thought for a better Ghana.
A better Ghana. Where did you get that from?
Well, that was...
better Ghana.
Yeah.
Wow. Because it's true. Okay. That is what he stood for. A better Ghana.
Yeah.
To change the face of governance. My brother, Nelson Mandela, spent 27 years behind bars. A lot of solitary confinement.
Yes.
A lot of hard labor.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and said what? If he wanted to pursue his personal agenda of vendetta, he would have destroyed South Africa. So he says, what? God, you created me. My period in jail was part of my destiny.
Yeah, he accepted that.
I have come out.
Mm-hmm.
No vengeance.
Wow.
May your will be done. Today, he's no more. But Nelson Mandela remains an icon.
Yes.
Personally, me, Kokwanyido, personally.
Yeah.
I had an issue in Ghana, my own country.
Mm-hmm.
I said nothing that should have caused a stir.
So you were attacked then, yourself.
Whatever. I spent over 48 hours.
Wow.
In solitary confinement.
Mm.
I got out.
Well, actually, you never told me the story, but when I Googled your name, it came up that you were...
Yes.
You had some situations that came up. But you never tried to defend yourself. I mean, you let God defend you.
Because in that 48 hours in solitary confinement, Brother Joe, I remembered Nelson Mandela. And I told myself, if Nelson Mandela, after 27 years, could forgive, I will endure 48 hours and forgive.
Wow. We had to stop the recording at that point, but you might be listening right now and you say, Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and surrender my life to Him. you know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way, like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. When I did the 12 steps, they said your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. Well, there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And he sent his son Jesus to die for you. And through him, you can turn from your way of doing things to his way. And his way is the right way because he made you. And he made you for a purpose. And he knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential, to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to contact me and we can send you some more resources and materials that can help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path. Maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcasts and just feed on the Word of God.